Today, I'm talking to Ellie Mae Taylor. You're the Family Liaison Officer for the charity React. Thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie. Now, React is based, it's a children's charity and it's based in Chiswick. And it provides practical assistance to financially disadvantaged families caring for a child with a life-shortening illness. So it sounds like it's a wonderful charity. You tell me that your role, you're partly responsible for processing applications to the point of receipt, preparing them for the trustees' consideration and notifying both family and sponsor of the decisions made. So my first question is, do families self-refer or do they have to have a sponsor? And how does the process take place?
All applications do require endorsement from a qualified healthcare or medical professional. So we require an application form with one side filled in by the family, one side filled in by the qualified healthcare or medical professional supporting the application, just to provide the endorsement that they do support the application, that the child does fit our criteria, and that the equipment is needed, essentially. But families are welcome to get in touch with us, give us a call.
You process the application. Is it a complicated process?
No, I wouldn't say it's a complicated process. We do try and make it as easy as possible for families to apply with us. So we make our application form as short and simple as possible, just requesting the essential information that the trustees will need to make a decision. So we'll need accurate financial information, as we do only assist families caring that are financially disadvantaged. Information about the child's illness to see that they fit our remit regarding terminal illness. And yeah, just a bit of information about the family, really, why the equipment that they're requesting or whatever they're requesting is needed. That's about it, really. We do try and make it as simple as possible for families. Sorry, alongside the medical and healthcare professional endorsement as well. We do require that with all applications.
Okay, so what are the life-shortening childhood illnesses that these families are experiencing? Can you give me a few examples? It's probably a lot, but the
There
major ones.
are a lot, yeah. I mean, generally we'll support any family caring for a child under the age of 18, diagnosed with an illness likely to shorten their lifespan. So this really can be a wide range of illnesses, as you said. And our family liaison officers, including myself, work closely with the healthcare or medical professional to support the application and provide any necessary information for the trustees to make an informed decision, as to whether that child would fit our criteria or not.
Okay. And you say you provide, well, you provide homes and holidays, but you also said, we'll go on to that in a minute, but you also said you provide equipment. So this might be quite a small request, I assume, or could be a big request.
It can really vary. We will provide anything considered a basic essential need.
Yes.
So that could be something like a wardrobe, flooring for the house, you know, fridge for essential medications, really anything as small as that, so to speak, really up to rather expensive specialist equipment. So, you know, wheelchairs, buggies, it can really range, but it is anything considered a basic essential need that will be of benefit to the child, our trustees will consider.
So you contacted Radio Jackie and tell us about some homes you've purchased this year. Can you tell me a little bit about the homes, the costs involved, and how it's, well, let's go to funding later, but the homes themselves.
Of course, yeah. Was that regarding the new homes purchased this year? Sorry.
I think it was a new homes purchase this year.
Yes, lovely. Yeah. We've purchased three brand new homes this year, which families have been absolutely delighted with. We're also set to purchase another four new mobile homes as well. It really does add immense value to our holiday offering.
Yeah. And is this something new or is this something the charity has been doing for a while?
So we've operated our own mobile homes for some time now. We've had a kind of a mobile home portfolio, which we allow families to stay in as a respite break. But we have recently tried to set out to improve our holiday offering by purchasing new homes. We've always offered respite breaks to families at our mobile homes across the country, but it's just about really improving the offering that we can give to families in these new mobile homes that has been really appreciated so far.
And where are the homes sited? I mean, by the seaside, in, forests, obviously lovely holiday areas where the families can appreciate a holiday of that kind.
Absolutely. So they are the new mobile homes are based in Eyemouth, Great Yarmouth, and South Wales. So they're really family-friendly parks across the UK. The homes have really lovely views, beachside locations, plenty to keep the family entertained during their stay. Whether they have a car or they're walking, there's lots to do around the sites. The homes themselves, actually, they all come equipped with 3 bedrooms, sleep up to 6 people. They're a real home from home feel to them, with a fully working kitchen, living area, entertainment passes for the whole family. There's lots of families to do.
Yeah. And do you help support the families getting there? Because obviously you say they're financially disadvantaged. Do you help them fund the process of them getting to Great Yarmouth or South Wales or wherever?
That is certainly something that our trustees will consider. If it is a issue with, getting to the site, our trustees can certainly consider travel expenses associated with that to help the family access the homes.
And is it for 1 week or 2 weeks, or it depends on the application?
So they're all week-long holidays. So they're generally booked from Friday to Friday or Saturday to Saturday, depending on the site. But it's a full week-long holiday at one of our sites.
What is the impact these holidays have on these families? And if you can give me maybe an example of one or two.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, generally, the cost of living crisis has had quite a devastating impact on React families. Those who are already financially disadvantaged and face so many additional costs associated with caring for their terminally ill child. Our mobile homes really provide kind of respite opportunities to those who are unlikely to afford a holiday themselves, to allow kind of parents and siblings to create really lovely memories together and enjoy a break, a week of fun and relaxation. I can definitely pass on some feedback as well, as one family that recently stayed at our Eyemouth site shared their feedback, saying it was amazing, as this is the first time they're able to enjoy a holiday as a family. They complimented the beautiful views, the fantastic amenities close by, but more than anything, it was just the look on their child's face when enjoying the beach, sand, and water for the first time.
Yeah, you're creating a package of memories that will hopefully be absolutely unforgettable. So let's move on a little bit. How is a charity funded? How are you funded as a charity?
React doesn't receive any government funding, so it relies solely on the generosity of its supporters to assist the families that we support across the UK.
So if our Radio Jackie listeners are hopefully going to be listening into this interview, is there some way they can help? Is there some message you could send to them of how they can help?
Absolutely, yes. We would be really grateful if listeners would consider making a donation to support React's work, or even organise a fundraising event in aid of React. You would find all the information you need on our website, which is www.reactcharity.org, or they're always welcome to give us a call on 020 8940 2575, and we'd be happy to provide any information that they would like. And any funds raised would be put to direct use, providing essential aid and equipment to React families across the UK.
And how long has the charity been going?
Quite some time since 1989. So
Oh.
the charity has been established for a long time. And ever since then, really, we've been trying to do all we can to support these families.
And have you noticed an increase in the need?
Yes, I would say there's a pretty consistent need across the UK, for React support. It definitely does increase as years go on. As the cost of living increases, that's definitely had a massive impact on React families. As I mentioned before, if they're already financially disadvantaged, they already have so many additional costs associated with caring for their child, and they aren't in a position to any items that re any aid or equipment that React funds is not available through the local authority. It's not available through any other source. So families really approach us as a last resort. So there really is a big need for our service.
It sounds wonderful. So thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie. For you, how has it been? How is a job so satisfying for you personally to work for a charity like this? That's probably something you could say which would encourage other people maybe to volunteer to join the charity other than just fundraising.
So in terms of my experience at React, I think it's a difficult job because you experience Yeah, so es essentially, it's an extremely rewarding position. It's really rewarding working so closely with the families. You know, our family liaison officers, we work directly with families, we work directly with sponsors. We get to hear the things that the families are going through, and you know, hopefully we get to support them and slightly ease their situation. It can be difficult at times, but it's an extremely rewarding job. Yeah, I'm really glad that React is there to support the families in need across the UK.
And sometimes you must hear some quite sad stories. Is it easy to leave at work and not take it home with you? Or does it really have an impact on you?
Yeah, it definitely can have an impact on you sometimes. At the end of the day, it's about the families. What we do is for the families, to make their life easier in any way possible. All I can say is it is extremely rewarding.
Ellie, thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me. Bye for now.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye for now.